I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1891. That was the day the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union began in St. Louis, Missouri. At the time of the union's founding, the field of electrical work was very new. Linemen often risked their lives for their jobs. They worked on high power lines, sometimes as long as 12 hours a day. They worked in all sorts of weather, typically earning as little as 15 to 20 cents an hour. In 1890, an exposition was held in St. Louis to showcase a glorious display of electrical wonders. The exposition brought together electrical workers from throughout the United States. At the end of their work each day, the men would gather and talk. They shared stories of their hard work under dangerous and unsafe conditions. They decided it was time to form a union. They reached out to the American Federation of Labor. The AFL sent an organizer named Charles Castle to help them. Soon, Local Number 5221 of the Electrical Wiremen and Linemen's Union was established in St. Louis. But the men knew they had to reach beyond St. Louis. They elected lineman Harry Miller as their president. They then sent him traveling by railroad boxcar to cities like Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, and Milwaukee. Miller helped linemen in these cities organize their own local unions. Delegates from 10 locals, representing less than 300 members, gathered in St. Louis. It was there that they drafted a constitution and adopted a logo, the iconic image of a clenched fist holding two lightning bolts. And with that, the IBEW was born. Today, the union represents approximately 250,000 members and is a true spark for the labor movement.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.